Intro it.
Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show.
God damn it.
Chappelle Show.
Charles in charge
of our days and our nights.
Charles in charge.
America!
I'm Zach Nanimous.
I'm Johnny Dim.
And I'm Jonesy.
And once again, you've just tuned into the War Pod. Tonight, we're going to be talking about some of the biggest and baddest trailers that came out of San Diego Comic-Con. As well as, you know, I'm sure they released for reasons other than San Diego Comic-Con. But we're going to be talking about Suicide Squad. We're going to be talking about X-Men, Age of Apocalypse. We're going to be talking about Rayman Legends. Rayman Legends 2. Rayman Legends 3. Rayman Legends 4. One thing that you should know, America, is that I didn't prep for this show. My two illustrious co-hosts here did, and so I felt like whatever.
It's all right. Zach usually makes things up as he goes along anyway.
Well, it's like we actually did a show where we did like 10 minutes of prep, and that went for like hour 35.
Yes.
Well, that's true.
It doesn't take a lot of prep for us because we can talk about bullshit. We can string that shit up forever.
Well, that's true. But if you are talking about trailers, it does help to watch said trailers.
I'm ready to talk about them right now.
Yeah, we can explain them to him.
I haven't even seen them.
In fact, this is the test of our skills to see if we can sell these movies to Zach.
Ah, basically, all right. Challenge accepted.
Okay, because I will say this at the end of Days of Future Past. I respected how important it is that they're bringing Apocalypse in, but and it impressed me because of what I personally know about Apocalypse. But taking a step back from your own comic book knowledge and you watch that Easter egg, you have no idea. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's very odd.
Yeah,
I had to Google it.
Well, here's the thing. Since we're starting with that one, apparently, I want Terry. You tell me what you thought of that trailer.
All right, well, I'm going to preface you by just telling you that I'm not going to be able to sell Zach on few of these trailers.
Hey, hold on. Uh-huh. If you're going to preface me, be gentle. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to write you down. I'm going to tell you what I wrote down. My first word that I wrote down after watching the X-Men trailer was meh.
Actually, I'm right there with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I watched 100% it.
100% going to say it right now.
All right.
What's that? Oscar 2016? Is that what you're saying, Zach?
Okay, first off, good movies don't win Oscars. Let's say that right now. The last good movie to win I haven't seen Birdman. I'm going to say that. I do hear extremely good things. And I did enjoy The King's Speech.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't drop an F-bomb, but I have a stern talking to give Scarlett O'Hare.
Yeah.
And it's not about her being hungry again.
All right.
When that day comes,
right,
let us
head,
know.
Sorry.
Oh, so you've never seen Gone with the Wind?
Actually, I was going to make a Gone with the Wind joke. I was going to say, what did you think about Gone with the Wind? What's your opinion on that?
The movie sucks.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
Which if adjusted for inflation, is the highest grossing movie of all time.
San Diego Comic-Con, everybody. Okay,
my dear, I don't give a damn.
Let's watch all this, obviously, so tell me a little something about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? The biggest thing that probably annoyed me was how much they tried to make Michael Fassbender look like Wolverine. Did you get that impression, Johnny? Because here he is all bearded up and looking all rugged and stuff. I'm like, wait a second, that's Magneto? Question mark? Because you see these shots of him, 3 or 4 different shots of, like, him in a tight white shirt and the beard, and he's, like, looking all surly and stuff. And you're like, wait, what is – this makes no sense.
They're trying to do a thing. They're trying to do some type of gradual metamorphosis into, I guess, the older Magneto and Professor X. So I don't know what exactly the route they're taking at the moment. I'm not sure how old they're supposed to be right now.
Is there any sort of touchstone that tells us future past was here and this movie's here? Because
it was hard to tell because this is one of the trailers that hasn't been released officially yet.
I was going to ask you if you saw a better trailer than I did.
No, the only trailer out is one of the pirated trailers,
which is a horrible
from the actual. It's a very rough version, so it's hard to get a lot of good details out of it.
In fact, one time the screen comes completely out of frame.
And yeah. Fox still hasn't released their own.
No. Suicide Squad released theirs because of the leak. Which, by the way, little tangent. You're going to show something at any big group of people, it's going to get fucking leaked.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't see why they didn't release them. I can understand, you know, waiting until Comic-Con, but Comic-Con's over now, so why not release the trailers you've already shown
to people? Yeah.
A lot of people.
I think they should only wait 2 days at the most.
Well, yeah. Okay, they do have to do test groups.
Okay.
But, okay, if you're doing – Comic-Con is, like, one of the biggest cons in America, right?
Oh.
And this is, like, some of the diehard fans of these shows.
If you're going
to – if you're showing it to them, show it to the rest of the people as well.
It's going to leak anyway.
You know?
That's my point. Like, they knew it was going to happen.
Right. What they should do is they should actually take their own trailer and put in – like, encourage people to live tweet during the trailer.
There you go.
Right? And then – why they don't release it is they're editing in all these live tweets, like pop-up video, over the
That'd be a creative way to deal with it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So it'd be like Jared Leto, more like Jared Leadfoot. You stop driving that Joker car. I love how genuine your laugh is. Like you're super excited that I said that.
Yeah.
I heard something about the trailer.
Yeah, if you've seen the trailer, then you would understand.
Okay, so that's enough on the X-Men one.
Yeah, so X-Men.
I don't know anything yet.
We don't either.
Yeah, all we know is that Apocalypse is in.
Apocalypse doesn't look good.
No. He kind of looks really cheesy.
Yeah.
Is he blue?
Yeah.
Is he huge?
Yeah.
Is he metal?
Yeah.
And he also looks really dumb.
Why? See, we had a discussion similar to this on the Broken Frames, and so
show me it. Show me it.
Show the trailer?
No, show me Apocalypse. All right, keep talking, but show me Apocalypse.
So Apocalypse, I'm looking for it right now.
On the Broken Frames, you had a discussion similar to
that. Oh yeah. So we had a similar discussion. You type it so I can talk.
Okay.
And someone made the point that actually I think it was Rob that he looks just like he did in the comics, which is fairly true. He looks very similar. But the issue is like that shouldn't be justification for him looking like that. Like if we wanted everything to look like it did in the comics, then the X-Men would be in yellow spandex.
It doesn't translate well to film.
No, it doesn't. You have to make adjustments for that.
Let me see. I had a decent picture of him just a second ago.
Just look for X-Men.
Huh?
X-Men. Or X-Men Apocalypse trailer, and then if you just look for images.
That's going to be it. That's right, because Olivia Munn's playing Psylocke.
Which I'm not excited about.
Why?
I don't like her.
You don't like Olivia Munn?
Nope.
Sorry, Olivia Munn.
She's too self-conscious for me.
Well, you know she's naked in a lot of stuff, so.
Yeah, then why was she so weird about people looking at her butt?
Huh? Oh, because where was she?
San Diego Comic Con.
What was she wearing?
Different cosplays.
Did any of them feature her butt?
She refused to remove her cape. She always had to have a cape on, no matter what costume she was wearing.
That's her prerogative.
I didn't say it wasn't.
She didn't want people looking at her butt.
I know. For some reason, it bothered me. I didn't like it.
Why?
Because if you're going to wear that stuff, like...
A cape?
No.
You're going to wear something that covers your butt. I should be able to see your butt.
This is America.
You know what? To be honest, it was an opinion I developed at the time, and for some reason, I can't shake it. I don't know why. It may be out of context, the exact reasons, but for some reason, she bothers me for some reason.
Miss Munn, I haven't seen much of your stuff. But you've never done anything specific to offend me, and I'm really happy that, you know, you're bringing Psylocke to the screen. She's one of my favorite X-Men.
No, don't take this as a personal attack. It's just it's a weird tick. Something happened that while you're working at G4, something bothered me. I don't remember what it was, so I'm not going to hold it against you. I'll still see the movie. I'll give you a fair shake. I'm sorry that I said what I said.
Miss Munn, no one's going to shake you.
Miss Munn, I got Miss Munn. Why are you listening to this podcast?
Because it's the best Houston-based podcast in this room.
The best Houston-based podcast in this room?
Yeah, I was gonna say
in this room. Yeah,
I was gonna say
it's also in this room.
I was gonna say best Houston-based podcast of all time, but we have a lot of friends who do Houston-based podcasts, so, and we love them equally. And some of them actually do a much better job than we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Props to the other guys on our on what I founded was the Houston Nerdcasting Collective,
and that's the Comical Podcast, the Broken Frames, Metal Geeks, and
Real Hipster Army.
Real Hipster Army. There we go. Yeah. Excellent people. You should definitely listen to them, Miss Munn, and only you. We're trying to narrow that.
You're our target audience. Just you. You.
Yes.
That's it.
I am looking at Apocalypse, by the way.
and what's your thoughts?
His face,
be honest.
His face is too human.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like he's in a suit.
It's not mechanical enough.
Oh, it doesn't need to be. It doesn't necessarily need to be mechanical. I don't need his big cobalt jaw. But later. Yeah, restart later.
Later, bro. Later. My computer's trying to update.
No. He looks like he's wearing a suit, which you know. There's credence to the idea that that's what Apocalypse is this guy in a suit. It's just is he alien technology? But I don't know. He doesn't look menacing.
Yeah, and at least in the trailer anyway, it doesn't come off well.
All right, enough about X-Men Apocalypse. That movie's not gonna be good enough for us to justify spending this much time on it.
Why? Days of Future Past was great.
Deadpool.
Yes, Deadpool is the next one on my list.
Oh, Deadpool! I didn't.
And for that, I have written down an entire line of just ha 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 ha's.
Oh, I thought you were.
Chimichangas.
I've written down an entire line of cocaine.
No, I think this one is definitely going to live up.
I can't. I'm not a Deadpool fan, but I cannot see a negative thing about this trailer.
It's so perfect.
It's not the CG teaser that we got.
No, but that there's a little
No, it's an actual trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that in it, but not a lot.
And he's just so Deadpool.
Yeah,
it's so great. Yeah. Just the whole time.
And he looks like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Yeah.
And oh, they show his face.
They got TJ Miller to play Weasel, and the two of them together just rip, it's going hilarious. At it. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's really funny because he just keeps railing on him. He keeps saying the same, like basically telling him what he looks like.
What is in this glass?
That's all the bugs and stuff that are in the ice that Jessica doesn't believe are there.
Bugs in the ice.
That's some real. That's some insight nobody.
Slime knows. In the ice machine, huh?
Yeah, I refuse to use the ice that comes out of our fridge because it has stuff in it.
Nice.
Let's stop for a second. I really do want a palate cleanser.
I knew it. You gotta go to. Hold on. We're gonna pause the recording.
And back to the show.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. We just went through Buggate 2015. Apparently, Johnny was right about the Grody ice that Jay Free buys.
Mm-hmm.
She
didn't buy it. It's actually made in our freezer.
Oh.
And that's what's weird about it, because the water that comes out of the faucet, there's nothing wrong with it. But you put it in a goddamn freezer, some shit happens. No, of course, it comes through a different line.
You know I'm willing to bet?
Yeah.
She's putting cornmeal in it.
Yep, Corngate.
Corngate. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, what Corngate is apparently Johnny doesn't like corn in his couture. And Jessica made something that was very delicious and happened to have corn in it. And he turned his nose and spat in her face.
Figuratively.
By the way, I'm
getting one is prone to do.
Getting a lot of echo from you, Terry. I know it's you because Johnny and I are sitting in the same room.
Touching each other.
Shenanigans.
Back to the show.
We have a show to do.
All right. So
yeah, Deadpool. Deadpool was great.
What happened in the trailer? Once again, haven't seen it.
And he does a bunch of Deadpool stuff. What do you want from me?
Okay, so he made over 50,000 pancakes.
No,
that's a Deadpool thing. He rode on Spider-Man's back.
No,
that's a Deadpool thing.
Yes, there are many Deadpool things. Not all of them were in the trailer. But didn't he do like a puppet thing with his hands after that? Like there was a, I think it was the same Suburban that was in that.
Yeah, it featured that part from the CG trailer with the Suburban, but it was a lot quicker. It didn't have the whole fight scene and everything.
Yeah, and it showed a little footage of what was coming like after that. Like there's a bunch of
Yeah.
guys with guns pointing at the SUV, and he like puts his hands up and goes like, basically makes little hand puppets, and they're talking to each other. And
Yeah,
I don't remember
he's just
exactly.
being completely absurd.
Yeah, which Deadpool thing? It's a Deadpool thing.
Okay, let me ask you this. Based on what you saw, is there any evidence that he, obviously he's gonna have healing factor, but
Yes.
is he teleporting?
I didn't see any teleporting.
Is he pulling ridiculous things from mallet space?
No.
Not in the trailer. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't show anything in the trailer.
Yeah, because these aren't powers that Deadpool has. They're just character elements. It's like how they explain his abilities of teleportation is over the years, he has gotten a hold of several devices, because he has a tendency to lose them, several devices that make limited teleportation possible. And I don't know where he got his magic satchel. I have no idea. I do know that the largest thing he's ever pulled out of the magic satchel was a full-on spaceship.
Yeah, these are the you're listing the reasons I don't like Deadpool.
What?
It's too unbelievable.
It's a comic book.
And that he knows is a comic book.
Yeah, but he's the only one that goes outside. Like he's like, it's not that he's just doing ridiculous things. He's doing them with reckless abandon and doesn't give a
Oh, it's so great.
shit. That's
My
amazing.
favorite part of the trailer is when he's talking to Colossus and what's her face, and then he looks at the screen. He's like, "Cue the music."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a Fox release.
Yes.
Colossus, yeah,
Nice.
Colossus. I was really happy to see that he was in there because Colossus is one of my favorite X-Men.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember if we were talking about it on the show or not, but I remember just thinking about it, and I was like, Pietro Rasputin couldn't carry his own movie. And that's not saying anything about the actor. I don't think the character's interesting enough.
Right, it's like giving Black Panther a movie.
Black Panther is interesting.
Not that interesting.
He's got the cat. He's got the jungle cat powers. He's got the technology. He's got the vibranium. He owns a country. There's so many things that you can just leap off of. It's like, okay, how about a nuclear crisis in Wakanda? Whatever. Okay, how about he travels to New York because there's a known fugitive from Wakanda? Whatever. How
Okay,
about somebody
I
stealing
got your point.
vibranium? With
Okay, I got your
Pietro, it's
point.
just okay. There's something to punch.
Right.
I could do that.
I got your point. I got your point. But I'm saying it now, I'm calling it.
Okay.
By the year 2019, after we finish this cycle of movies that they've said that they're gonna bring out, like let's say I think the last one is either excuse
Think
me.
the last one's the Inhumans.
Yeah, I was gonna say Inhumans
Yeah.
or Galaxy 2.
No, it's not gonna be Galaxy 2. No, never.
Yeah, Galaxy 2 is 18.
Okay. Well, it's one of the ones in
I'm
19.
surprised they're waiting that long.
Anyway, by the time that movie finishes up, Black Panther, among all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, I think Black Panther is going to be in the bottom three.
Think
Yeah.
so?
Do you have a pick for worst right now?
Like of with that same projection,
Yes.
Doctor Strange was probably going to be towards the bottom.
You think no, absolutely
Yeah.
not. And I can tell
Is it
you
because of
why.
Cumberbatch?
It's exactly because of Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch is one of those. Okay, I've said it on the show. I don't mind saying it again. Cumberbatch literally has an achievement in my in the Big Zach Achievement Actor book.
Sure.
Okay, he got a trophy. He got a trophy from Zach Station Network, and that's he monologued something that should have been a montage. He was talking about his own past in Star Trek Into Darkness, and you should never do that in a movie. It should be a montage, because if a character's talking about something in a visual medium where you're allowed to shift focus, then just show me what they're talking about instead. Keep it a voiceover, that's fine, but make a montage and show me everything about it. He did a monologue that should have been a montage, and I didn't even notice. I was so engrossed
Yeah,
in the
it was
performance.
pretty brilliant.
He is his own special effect, and he brings every single point to the yard.
He's very captivating.
He also doesn't know how to pronounce penguin.
Penguin?
Penguin.
Penguin. There's
Penguin.
an N in there, you colonial.
I'm talking about the way he pronounced it.
What does he say?
Penguin.
Penguin?
If there's a video out there, if you search YouTube and you search Cumberbatch, Penguin, or whatever, it'll come up. You want to do a search?
No, that's just old shtick from when he was doing stand-up. That's like part of the Cumberbatch character.
No, it's not. He was actually doing a documentary about penguins, and he was doing voiceover work for this, and they actually published it, and somebody found it and called it out, and now it's a thing.
Yeah, it would be like if Jeff Foxworthy did a documentary on elephants, and like, y'all isn't in there, but you expect him to say it, you know?
What are you talking about?
It's part of Jeff Foxworthy has his own character. Benedict Cumberbatch has his own character. When you ask them to do something, they pepper whatever they do with that character.
I saw an interview where they asked him about it, and he was embarrassed because he knew he said it wrong.
That's part of the shtick. Have you never seen his stand-up?
What stand-up? He's not a comedian.
Yes, he is. Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, you wouldn't know the name at this point.
Johnny, why do you let Zach get to you?
I don't know. I think he was right. Since Corngate happened, he predicted that we'd have a pretty good podcast today.
I said the Let's Play was the most important.
We haven't even got to that. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna peak. I might climax.
Yeah, he just might. So anyway, Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool!
Fantastic.
I can't not do
Deadpool's
that.
A thing. Okay, Star Wars 7.
Star Wars, talking about Star Wars.
So I didn't see an actual trailer. The only thing I could see was they did like a 3 or 4 minute film reel.
That's
kind
it.
Of like a, okay, yeah. I just want to make sure that's what everyone else saw.
Yeah, it's the same thing I brought up to Miltos when we interviewed him. It was basically highlighting all the real effects that they're doing.
Mm. Yeah, and it was incredible. Yeah.
Oh, so it was like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
With J.J. Abrams.
J-Brooms.
J-Brony.
Yeah,
J-Abrams.
J-Brony.
I shit gold Abrams.
So prior to this, I was kind of not really on the fence, but I was trying not to get excited about this movie, you know, just because I was so afraid of being let down. And watching this film reel, it just elicited such a strong Star Wars-y response within me that I was just like, yep, I am now legitimately extremely excited about this movie.
And now we're all walking around with star boners.
Which,
yeah.
I think we talked about on the show before, like, you didn't really get that sense from the prequels. And I don't mean, right. I don't mean the movies. I mean the hype leading up to it. I think,
right.
I felt like it was a little too secretive, and not that this isn't being secretive, but I don't know, Abrams and Miltos actually talked about this for a little bit. He has this energy about him, and I think that feeds into his whole directorial style where everything's really punchy.
Yeah.
Like, he knows exactly where it should be. And I don't know how involved he is in the trailers and stuff like that. But when, like, the last one I saw, well, it was...
The only one.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Because this one is, you're describing as a behind-the-scenes look or
right.
something.
Yeah.
Was, you know, right at the end, you had stuff blowing up. And there was a black stormtrooper who was very nervous. And
then there was a falcon of Millennium
Yeah, and
persuasion.
Then, like, suddenly it was Han Solo and Chewbacca. And he was just like, Chewie. We're home. And that was about enough. But then just...
yeah. Yeah. Just
and everybody
it.
Lost their minds! sorry. There's a Joker meme in there.
Huh?
There's a Joker meme
oh,
in there.
Oh, right. I was trying... You know, though, I kept thinking of Walter from The Big Lebowski. Like, yeah. I was like, that's not what Walter says.
No, that's different.
No. So the meme would probably go...
Am I the only one around here who gives a crap about Star Wars anymore?
Yeah. That would be that one.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
No, the Joker one would probably be something you show Chewie and... You show Chewbacca and Han Solo on the screen... And everything's fine, or whatever he says.
Yeah, and then Chewbacca roars. Everyone loses their mind.
Everyone loses their freaking mind. All right. Anyway, so that's Star Wars.
The interesting thing about that whole thing is that Abrams has been pretty specific about, you know, bringing in the physical element to mm-hmm. movies that he makes pretty consistently. Like, he finds these odd little locations and things like that so he's not making green screen sets, nor is he wasting a lot of money on it. There's a big there's this big area. You're not even on a ship in Star Trek 1, where it alludes to this idea that maybe tremendous photon torpedoes would go in these things, but you don't actually know. And there are these big silos that seem to be stuck on their side. They're in a grain storage facility.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just fun little things. Also,
AJ Abrams, you clever shrew.
Oh, the other thing is during the Halo jump sequence, he also didn't want to do a lot of green screen. He wanted like real fan effects and stuff on it and stuff like that. He wanted everything to feel very real and the lighting to be as ubiquitous as it would be. So what he did was they did a shoulder shot mm-hmm. of the actors from a slightly raised angle standing on a mirror.
Nice.
Huh.
Yeah, they were on the ground. They weren't even suspended.
All right, so that's enough.
That's clever.
That's yeah. enough talk about Star Wars.
Oh,
I'm calling it!
No, I'm not talking about Star Wars. I'm talking about the Terminator.
Oh. Why?
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
But why?
Because I saw this thing on Imgur. It was really cool. The part where they're taking the chip out of the Terminator's head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to get the close-up on the Grody head, they needed to, they need to have a fake head. So what they did was they actually had a fake head, and they had I can't think of Sarah Connor's actor's name, the woman who portrayed her.
Yeah.
She's working on a fake head, and then across the way, they've put a frame in this room to make it look like a mirror, and the real Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the other side.
Oh shit!
And that
wow.
And that actress's twin sister
nice.
Is messing with his head.
Clever.
That's cool,
right?
So he can actually still talk and do all whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Like I said, enough Star Wars talk.
That wasn't Star Wars talk.
So next one on the list is Batman v Superman.
So
all right.
There's a new trailer.
There is a new trailer.
Does anyone
there get, is.
Does anyone get punched?
Actually,
you know?
I don't think so.
No. There no one you never actually see
they get real close.
A punch.
They get real yes. close. Like they're staring at each other.
There is almost kiss.
Yeah, they're staring real hard at each other.
Yeah.
Real.
There's some glaring.
Rock hard, you might say.
Tell me.
So
okay, go on.
Yeah, so there's you actually get
Johnny. Yeah.
hey, Johnny.
I'm here.
Hey, Johnny. You did a good job. You should keep going.
Thank you. No, they actually.
Hey, Johnny. Just a real bang up job. I just.
Zach, you're the worst.
So you actually see Lex Luthor.
Okay.
He's not bald.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg has hair, apparently. Yeah. He's not bald. I don't know if they're gonna do one of those things where they actually like he's bald by the end of the movie type of thing.
I actually saw.
Oh, that's right. There was an
promo pic.
Yeah, there was a promo pic where he is bald.
No, he's in. Well, not only that, but I saw a picture of him in a room filled with wigs.
That might be the case.
That's a thing, maybe. Okay.
It was a thing in Superman 1. I don't remember from the comics, but it was a thing in Superman 1.
Okay, either way. That's that could be what it is. Like, he's bald and he just wears wigs. But anyway, there was... I'm trying to remember everything that from the trailer. It seemed like more of the same stuff. There was no... I didn't see any Superwoman, I don't think.
No, Wonder Woman.
Wonder
she
Woman.
Was in there.
Oh, my. Is she? Was
yeah.
she?
Yeah, they had two...
Watched too many trailers.
Two clips of her... In the outfit, and plus, there was a couple of moments in there when she was in regular clothes, and you had to. I didn't catch it the first time. But.
We're watching this one.
Okay, we're doing okay. And a let's watch.
Yeah,
doing a let's watch.
Let's watch.
Because I remember I've watched all these trailers, but I can't remember all the details.
So while you're loading it up, I've had a feeling, a thought going into. The casting of this, when I heard that Jesse Eisenberg was cast as Lex Luthor, and I hated it, immediately hated it. And watching this trailer,
Jonesy.
No. I'm trying to make sure it's the right one.
Well, you're gonna have to watch this too.
What are you talking about?
Huh? He's gonna be. If he doesn't, he's gonna talk over my experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me get it spun up.
Well, we have to find the same one.
Right. Just do Batman versus Superman Comic-Con.
Do Batman versus Superman Comic-Con.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is it.
Okay.
Batman v Superman.
It should be 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
And, of course, if you're checking this out on iTunes or SoundCloud, go over to one of the designated websites, and you will, of course, find links below.
Right. No, hold on. I'm just going to link you to it, Jonesy, so make sure we got the right one, because that's not the same one we have.
Linky.
Can you click on that?
Yeah.
How much of this is going to be the same stuff I've already seen?
Not a whole lot.
Not most of it.
Just yeah, I mean, the whole thing, but...
You ready?
It's loading up right now.
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting...
Give me 1 second.
Most of Terry's part's going to get edited out anyway.
Most of my part's going to get edited out.
Mostly Terry's
going to be all right.
Shot.
You're shooting Terry?
You're shooting Terry.
Oh, I'm shooting Terry.
I don't have a rifle.
That's unappreciated. Alright, I'm ready when you I'm ready when you guys are.
3, 2, 1, go.
This is okay, like Warner Brothers. A Time Warner Viacom movie brought to you by Donald Trump.
Oh, my sound is
and Holly Hunter.
Yeah, you need a sound.
Yeah, I got it.
Big talk coming from Elastigirl, just gotta say. Okay, now, here's my thing. Is Batman's origin story gonna be Superman?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's been Batman. I think
that I was afraid of that at first, too.
Yeah,
obviously, since he's running
But that was obviously the fight between Superman and,
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, and he just blew up Wayne. Yeah, there was a Wayne building there. That was a cool little detail. I like that.
Which is why Bruce Wayne doesn't like Superman. Because he's overpowered and...
Oh, he's doing CrossFit?
Yeah. I don't like...
Be prepared for the Bat of a Century.
I think Jeremy Irons is going to be great.
It's actually a mathematics symbol. It is. Día de Muerte. This is a big ice cream. That would be my wig.
Yeah.
Oh no, not Zod.
Yeah.
Fight Superman with light.
The bat symbol. The fat bat symbol.
The fat bat symbol.
Actually, yeah, that is That's a fat bat. Bat.
There's only one way to destroy him. With my mouth exposed. Not the comedian!
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right, she was in it.
Wonder Woman! What's with the super army?
Yeah, I don't know. Why he's fighting in the day in the desert.
Well, no, like, those troopers were wearing...
The S is on their arms.
Come on! So, by the way, Jesse Eisenberg is going to do a great job in this movie. No, he is. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying him.
See, that was the time that they were staring at each other. Superman's like, I'm going to rip your door off because we got to talk, bro. And Batman's like, what, bro? And then Superman's like, listen, bro. He's like, I'm listening, bro. And then it's a lot of staring.
Hey, I'd like you to...
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'd like you to close the window before the next suggested try not to laugh or grin impossible.
All right. I'm saving that for later.
Those videos have never had the capacity to make me laugh. Never once.
What? The dog videos?
No, the try not to laugh.
Oh, is that what that said?
Yeah.
No, those never work. Because I prepare myself.
I don't. I honestly hope they'll provide something funny and worthwhile.
I wish I would have recorded my reaction. I'm doing a reaction video of when Two Girls One Cup came out.
It's never too late.
Yes, it is. It is. They took it down.
No, it's out there.
Yeah, it's on the internet, Johnny. You can find it.
I don't know.
I feel like you're hiding behind this facade, trying to make it seem like you haven't searched for it in a while, when it's actually more accessible than it ever has been.
Yeah, so, why would you do that twice?
Honestly, that video changed my life.
Did it?
It did. It really did. I cannot say for better or worse, nor can I tell you how, but I am a different person.
Somewhere along the way, changes occurred.
You could just be talking about the internet.
Okay.
Like anybody could say that.
Bat v Superman. I am excited to know what Wonder Woman's punching. Because it was just a lot of shots of beautiful lady in a suit. Oh, gets blasted. Beautiful lady suit. Oh, gets blasted. Beautiful lady suit. Does a blast. And I hope that they pull like a little bit of an avant-garde sort of Quentin Tarantino, Wes Anderson sort of thing, where her involvement in the plot is never specified, and just every once in a while, they cut back to this just massive shots fight. Of her.
It's just a fight.
And you never see
who she's fighting.
And like it's all in the middle of Jesse Eisenberg's fight. He's like, the redcoats are coming, the redcoats are coming, now I'm going to have a delicious quiche. okay, let me ask you guys this. This is a very serious question. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you guys be okay with... Okay. Thank you for answering that. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I know...
I'm glad we got that clarified.
I know that if you had heard the question, you would absolutely not be okay with it. Like, not even
the
ghost of a chance.
Say it.
Wonder Woman in street clothes spins around several times, then is in the Wonder Woman outfit.
No, absolutely not.
Not a chance.
Bro. She needs a phone booth.
I'd be okay. The thing is like in the movie.
I'm saying bro way too much.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is like they could do a thing where like she leaps into the air and she spins in the air and the G forces are so much that it obliterates her normal clothes, but the Wonder Armor is still okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine. Don't you think? Just a little nod.
We're skirting the line here. I'm gonna say something I shouldn't say.
Bring it.
Well,
podcast.
If you're spinning that at that velocity and her clothes are gone, that also means that her support for her breasts are gone.
No. No, not in the least. Her, the Wonder Suit and where she actually derives some of her powers is actually an armor that was made for her by Hephaestus. It is magical.
Uh-huh.
And
so she has magical support?
Very much so. It's a wonder bra.
Oh!
That's it. We need to say nothing else. Good night, America.
So, on to Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad!
Was that the next one?
Yeah.
So Suicide Squad was a thing that happened. That was the most awkward question I asked Jeremy.
What?
Jeremy Shada. I said, you were at San Diego Comic-Con. I saw that you really liked the Suicide Squad trailer. He's like, yeah, that was awesome. In silence.
Maybe it was just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
He answered it directly. What'd you want from him?
I don't know. I know that's,
yeah, it's all about wording.
Yeah, but it was a bad question on my part, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What happened? Once again, like I said, haven't seen any of this.
A lot of Harley Quinn and Deadshot.
Who's playing Harley Quinn?
I forgot her name.
Margot.
Yeah.
Something Margot.
Margot Thatcher.
Sure.
Margot Thatcher.
It starts off with like a scene with her like hanging. She's doing like this trapeze act inside of her jail cell, which is isolated. It's in like a warehouse by itself in the middle of this jail house or whatever.
That's probably a transition thing because the Suicide Squad is supposed to be sanctioned, right?
Right, but it starts off with like you kind of get that it sounds like you're talking, you're hearing politicians talk about putting the squad together.
Mm-hmm.
And as it talks about that, they're talking about, I've basically isolated these villains and that nobody knows about them and they're ours to do with what we want and I'm good at getting people to do things that they don't want to do.
And who's saying this? Is it a famous politician?
Yeah, it was Amanda Waller.
It was Waller?
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
Amanda Waller, department head of Cadmus?
Okay.
The government agency responsible, like, their job, take down the Justice League. If you could just take down the Justice League for me, that'd be great.
Well, there you go. So, anyway, it starts off with them talking, or her talking mostly.
Who's playing Amanda?
It's crap.
She's a black
woman. I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
I can tell you in a second. I'm on.
Well, you looked that up, Terry.
She's a very, very progressive character. Body positivity, African American, everything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let me guess. Did they make her skinny in the movie?
No.
She wasn't that skinny.
It's Viola Davis.
I don't know who that is.
Sweet. So it starts off with her, and she plays a prominent role, like Terry was saying in the trailer, because I think she's one of the most colorful and best.
Hey, can we not say colorful while talking about this?
No, we're talking about Harley. We're talking about Harley Quinn.
Oh,
she's one of those colorful characters.
Okay.
Anyway, but they spend a lot of time with her on it. She does. She makes a shotgun noise when she's cocking her baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have a Wonder Woman tornado?
I can't say cocking without laughing. Anyway, so there's her. They save Joker for the last 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, so, Johnny, what are your thoughts on Thug Life Joker?
I'm not down with it.
No?
No.
No.
He's prison Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Prison Adventure Joker. Did you not have a lot of
Prison Adventure
Joker? Did you have a lot of action figures?
Tool Time Joker.
Actually, yeah. I probably had one or two Joker toys.
Well, I mean, toys in general that weren't wrestling, and you had a lot of those.
I didn't have those until much later in my childhood.
Okay, so did you have a lot of?
I had a lot of G.I. Joes, Batman, some Ninja Turtles.
Did you go out for the ones that were like the special ones, like Arctic Adventure Batman?
Oh, we had a couple. Yeah, actually, I had a couple weird ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which those are the ones I actually liked, especially the ones that came out from Batman Returns.
Me and my brother, between us, we had like a future Batman that was not Batman Beyond, mm-hmm. but like a future Batman that had like gliders that sprung out like wings. And then we also had one who was a Zorro, like a sword fighting Batman.
Oh yeah,
that's strange.
Yeah,
that was part of the Batman like Elseworlds series or something like that, where they had like one of them was like a knight Batman. He was Sir Bruce of Wayngard.
Yeah,
and stuff. But no, this is just Prison Adventure Joker, and I'm sure if you dunk Jared Leto into cold water, you'll see those tattoos disappear.
Oh my God, they don't. No, I'm not cool with it. A lot of people like seeing this trailer and seeing that Jared Leto like actually acting and moving around, not just stills. I know a lot of people got really excited about it, and it really sold that Joker for them. But
love that Joker.
I'm still not there. I think it's.
Yeah, I'm with Johnny on this one.
I think it's absolutely.
I'm not sold.
The tattoos are ridiculous.
Give me just the last 2 seconds. Give me just the Joker. I want to see him move.
All right. Watch the whole thing.
Oh, we're doing this. Okay, so we have to slate it. Go back to 0-0. Let everybody know.
We don't.
We didn't.
Hey, fellow listeners.
Nobody
are watching the Suicide Squad trailer.
Nobody actually listens to the podcast.
Guys, we're at 32 right now. Oh, we're 32 seconds. Links below. Go. Oh my God, she's perfect.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome as Harley.
No, not her.
No, I'm talking about Waller. Waller's
perfect. Yeah.
Exactly, we blame them.
See, that's a trapeze act.
That is a classic trapeze. And that's Deadshot?
No.
Who's that?
Because Deadshot's Will Smith, isn't it? That's Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if he just had a lot of makeup on.
No, that's somebody else. They got a lot. There's a lot of villains I've never heard of in this.
Reptile. Oh, I'm sorry. Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
The Reptile.
Oh, that would be a twist.
Wait, was that Anne Hathaway?
No.
Here's Deadshot.
Yeah. Oh, Deadshot looks great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. There's a David Hayter. Oh, they just let him loose?
No, they had their... They send him out with a bunch of troops. Let's go save the world, Hancock.
Although I do kind of miss the Cavalier Deadshot, but Will Smith also...
Yeah, Johnny, when they give that line, the first thing I thought was Independence Day.
That wasn't Batman.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was Batman. It's all Batman.
The Joker Mobile?
Yeah. It's a Lamborghini this time. Which is so not Joker.
It was an okay show. And we all miss Robin Williams.
You listen to the laugh?
Yeah, I heard the laugh.
I love that dude, that the guy who's carrying hair, whatever.
I love him.
How? Why?
Because he looks good. He sounds good. There's nothing wrong with him.
I don't like it at all.
What's wrong with it?
It's not Joker.
How's it not Joker?
It's hipster Joker.
You know, the Joker was kind of a hipster.
He was crazy before it was cool.
No. Okay. First off. He was introduced in the 1940s, where we were coming off of the traditional neck bow tie and coattails and wide brim hats, and we were going for a more modern Windsor tie, and hats were becoming less prevalent, and he embraced these things. He was a hipster. He embraced that which was antiquated for no other reason than to be odd. And also, he was very big into social media. I'm serious.
By hijacking billboards and shit.
Billboards, radio waves. The media has always been a very big part of the Joker. And that's one of the reasons that I really love the first Tim Burton movie, and I really like The Dark Knight, because they do show us that aspect of the character. I've always felt that the media was very important to the Joker.
By the way, did I say this recently? I still like Batman Returns?
No. Well, okay. Not recently.
Yeah, you haven't said it in a while. Since
I rewatched it after you guys told me to rewatch it, and I did. I liked it.
I learned something about Michelle Pfeiffer in that movie. Apparently, what? She was vacuum sealed into that suit.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, and of course the vacuum seal covered her ears too, and she would often have to be reminded not to yell at the other actors because she literally could not hear herself.
That's awesome.
Okay. No, but what? Okay. Tell me this, guys, right now. And we're gonna do a top three right now.
Okay.
Okay, top three things that the Joker needs to satisfy you. Okay, what does the Joker need?
No face tattoos.
Why?
Because it's asinine.
How?
I could also do without the teeth.
Oh yeah, the teeth are asinine too.
That got me.
It's not the Joker.
Those are caps. Those were probably put on him by medical personnel in the prison.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a style. They're going for a particular style.
Right, but there's a perfectly logical explanation for that style to be there. Adventure Joker.
No. I understand it's your job to play the
devil's advocate.
Yeah, the devil's advocate and all that, but that is asinine.
What? Okay, tell me something. If Jared Leto was doing his best to be Heath Ledger in this movie, would that have satisfied you?
I understand why they're doing what they're doing, because Heath did such a fantastic job as the Joker. Mm-hmm. But so now they have to go in such an opposite direction, because anything too close to that is just going to be, you know, a copy.
Yeah. So there's different styles of Joker, and he can get away with different types. But I think what would make sense after so closely seeing the Heath Ledger performance not that long ago, being the last live-action Joker that we've seen, they would have had to go in a completely different direction. Either they go completely retroactive and he goes back into a suit, or, which doesn't make sense because he's in prison, like you said, what they should have done is gone and gravitated towards the more recent one we've seen in the comics in Death of the Family. And they should have...
Oh, that'd be crazy.
He should have been wearing a luau shirt.
No. That,
but
that,
the, ha- oh, the sorry, handyman
that's
outfit?
That's Killing Joke. Yeah. No, he should have been wearing like a Joe's Garage or jumpsuit.
Yeah, that would have been
an cool. Orange jumpsuit would have been perfect. Now, I don't know if they would have gone the whole route of him cutting his face off. They probably wouldn't have gone that far. But no. If he was in a jumpsuit, that would have made a lot of sense.
Okay, so no face tattoos.
Right.
Okay, what else does the Joker need?
His hair, I don't think, can be slicked back like that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it needs to have a little bit of mess.
That is super picky on my part.
Yeah.
And, no, you know, and you know. Not, hey, I'm Johnny, putting, Johnny. Yeah. I think you're onto something. The problem is he's too clean. You know, Joker's right. Always been kind of a grungy character. Not grunt like I don't know. He's just a grungy guy.
I would love
you know,
to
his suit's always a little patched and rough, and his hair's kind of a little crazy. He's got angles.
Not always. He's been super clean and had like a pressed suit sometimes too. But the thing is. I can see him, like this Joker, being more like it's almost if he just lost the teeth, lost the tattoos, and had suspenders, then he'd look like a Joker, like almost like he's trying to be like out of the 20s or 30s or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that would have been cool. But I
so
don't.
You want to return to values. You want him to be, just cleaner in general.
Me, yeah. Well. More or less.
You know what actually I think would have been effective? Reservoir Dogs. There's a nice black suit. And in that scene, sleeves rolled up. Sleeves rolled up, jacket off, you know?
I could see him doing that whole number where he cuts the guy's ear off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music has to be on.
Yeah.
Obviously. Otherwise, it's just weird.
We can.
You know, what if they just superimpose Reservoir Dogs into the movie?
Yes, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You solved it. Reservoir Dogs, put Joker in that, we're done.
Okay, number one, the thing that Joker's got to have to satisfy you, Johnny.
What does Joker have to have?
Good. The most important thing for Joker to have is to be a successful Joker, in your opinion.
You got any ideas, Terry?
This is your top three. I'm going to ask Terry the same questions.
Oh, he's getting the same questions?
This is the
top
three.
He agreed with me on most of them.
Okay.
That's true.
He's going to have to come up with new ones.
He's going to say the same thing over here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say what Johnny said, and what Johnny said.
The cop out, you know it.
I was gonna say a crowbar. That's what he killed Robin with, but that doesn't make any sense. I just wanted to say that.
I actually like the wooden mallet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty classic. That's classic for him and Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the laugh has to be.
Dang it, that you stole it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
So what?
The laugh.
They need Mark Hamill to step in.
No.
Yes.
Heath Ledger did a good one, too. There's ways of doing it, but it has to be absolutely incredible. Like, it has to send chills down your spine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And his laugh, it just didn't. It didn't really do anything.
It lacks some oomph, but now, granted, we haven't heard all the laughs. There's going to be more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I'm not impressed.
Okay. Terry.
Yeah.
What is the least important thing?
You can save a lot of time if you just don't ask it, because you just agreed with everything. Okay. I stole one of his.
Do you have anything in particular that you'd like to add?
No, I already said my piece of how I'd like a little bit more of a grungier. I like what Johnny said about the whole death in the family with the Joe's jumpsuit thing. That would have been a really nice touch. And yeah, the laugh just killed it for me.
Picture this.
And no teeth. Just not no yeah. teeth, none of the teeth.
No teeth at all.
Yes, no.
He's gonna be 7 years.
You know, old. I would be happier with no teeth and just have like the mouth, like the fake teeth thing. That would be great.
We'll remove the whole thing. Remove the teeth and the face.
Like,
yeah, just remove the face.
Are we talking a la Robo Gadget with like,
yeah,
not actual individual dentine outcrops, but one solid white bar. No, okay, how about this? One thing that we've never seen, and I'm sure at some point they've referenced how it's no longer possible because of what's happened to him, but we've never seen the Joker grow a beard. Would it be green, and would you like it?
I don't think it could be green.
Why? His hair is naturally green.
It's not natural.
Yes, it is.
No, that was the chemical spill, the chemical dump.
Right, but nevertheless.
Yeah, but nevertheless, seriously though, he wouldn't be able to grow a burn because, you know, it's chemical like scarring.
It didn't scar his scalp.
It's a weird thing. It's just the hair on his head. It seems because, and he doesn't seem to have any arm hair or anything like that. I don't know if that would be green.
I don't know.
Or
do you think the carpets match the drapes?
I'm sure we can fact check that on DeviantArt.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay, if we're going for a grungy thing, what do you think of the beard? Maybe just a 5 o'clock shadow or a 7 o'clock shadow. Uh-huh. Just a little messy, nice green, nice green field dancing.
That'd be interesting. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it designed and see how it could come off.
Mm. Yeah, it gives real crazy eyes. Even more like hillbilly Joker.
Yeah, I can give you. I give you my top one now.
Go ahead.
Nothing in particular. I mean, nothing. I stopped really being picky about characters in general. Like if they're gonna put a new twist on it, good. I want to see it because you know I was very satisfied with the new design for Death of the Family, and that's a huge. Reimagining of the Joker, and it all plays into this idea that the Joker is chaos.
Right.
It really doesn't matter. He falls into what he makes himself comfortable and accessible, and the Joker, no matter what life throws at him.
You know what? Maybe that's what I have a problem with, is because. Things like the stuff that this Joker has, driving a Lambo, getting the grill,
okay,
getting
these
tattoos.
The car.
Yeah, but they're trying to make it probably.
But what I'm getting at is this is all stuff that's generally stylized. You know? Joker. And the Joker hasn't been one for style.
Stylish villain ever.
But he's stylish in his own way.
Classically so?
Yeah, he's not It's hard to explain.
Well, he does have a style, and like I said, the suits and stuff like that, the purple suits.
Yes.
But
he makes his own style, and he tries to get, you know.
Okay, but he doesn't design. Okay, in Suicide Squad, he's not going to be of sufficient power to design his own car. He's going to steal what's available.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I see where Terry's going with this. Like, even when he had style, it was never. Copying anybody else's. Yeah, it was like a 1920s suit or whatever you want to call it, 30s, 40s, whatever it was, a certain type of suit, but it was purple. Nobody else wore a purple suit. It's for maybe pimps, I guess.
Actually, unusual colors of suits were pretty common in comic books at the time.
Okay.
Because they, you know, colorful characters.
Right.
Especially in stuff like Dick Tracy and stuff like that. In fact,
the yellow suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get the impression that this Joker cares more about the Jordans that he's wearing as opposed to what kind of chaos he can cause, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
The Joker doesn't care about either.
Why would he get fucking a grill? And don't tell me it's because he did dental work.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Nobody gets a full grill like that. It was almost a full grill.
If all of your teeth are messed up and have to be capped, yeah, you do. They're not gonna do dental reconstructive surgery. They're just gonna cap it and say it. And
those
call
were
it square.
those are like special.
They looked cheap, is what they looked. Maybe put them on himself because he was tired of brushing. Because you know that Batman has always been a strong advocate for brushing your teeth before bed, and if Joker can find any way out of it, he will. This is just okay.
I think we've talked about Suicide Squad.
Very, very close look at Jared Leto's teeth. In
that's a full fucking grill.
If that's a grill, it's the sloppiest grill I've ever seen.
It does look a little sloppy, like he did it himself.
Yeah, like I said.
That one's not capped all the way.
Yeah. Because it's sloppy and he's just minted. And
yeah, that's all broken up. Like he just caps like the top of the tooth.
That makes it even cooler.
because he found some gold and he bit into it and shaped it around his tooth?
That was clear. That was clearly silver or titanium.
Whatever. I'm done talking about this.
it just makes you sad.
Yes.
He's fine, America. He's gonna be fine.
Walking Dead season 6.
Oh, well, okay. We're at an hour now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. We're what?
You should edit some of that out.
Huh? We're gonna edit out like 5 minutes.
Walking Dead season 6. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked alright.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything since season 3 though. So.
All right. Well, it looks good. Fear the Walking Dead looks nothing like Walking Dead, but it also looks cool. Ash versus Evil Dead is a thing. I don't care, but it looks cool.
It does look hilarious.
Yeah, it's gonna be really
stupidly
good.
Hilarious.
I've never been into that kind of thing.
We talked about this last podcast.
Yeah, we did.
That's true. So
that's why we're breezing through these. So overall, San Diego Comic-Con was really cool. I loved meeting all of my favorites superheroes,
including Alf, John Goodman,
Shazam,
Rob Reiner,
Johnny Quest,
Hong Kong Phooey,
Grape Ape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a good Underdog in there.
You know, you never see cosplayed Bartman.
Bartman? Is that like Bart Simpson?
Yeah, Bart Simpson.
Is that like Duffman?
Wait, have you never seen Bart Simpson's superhero also?
Duffman.
Bartman?
Can't see.
Oh no.
The goggles do nothing.
That's Rainier Wolfcastle. That's not Duffman.
Oh no, that was
Rainier Wolfcastle.
That's not his name.
Yes, it is.
No, because the sidekick obviously was Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
And that was really the main guy's name?
He was playing Radioactive
Man. Radioactive Man.
The actor's name who is portrayed by who's not a real person. But he's them poking fun at Arnold Schwarzenegger's Rainier Wolfcastle.
Right, but he's trying to play Radioactive Man in that scene.
Yes.
They just catch him off guard and the goggles do nothing.
They lots of interesting stuff to come out this past week. I don't know how much of it is actually part of San Diego Comic-Con. Like, is that...
What do you mean?
Like everything that we talked about today, is it...
Yeah, yeah. They were all things from Comic-Con.
Oh.
That's what San Diego Comic-Con is now.
Then what I'm going to say is I'm very satisfied with the con, and I'm looking forward...
To going back next year?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the runoff that's going to happen at SCCC.
The runoff?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean, like cosplay you'll see because of that?
No, it's just going to be like, hey, were you not in San Diego, but you are in Houston? Here's some of that stuff.
They probably won't do any trailer debuts or even show those trailers.
No, but I'm sure you're going to get some really cool stuff.
Yeah, like Jeremy Shada.
Jeremy Shada.
Which we pronounced his last name wrong, but...
Is it Chauder?
I don't know.
Say Chowder. Chowder. Say Chowder. I'm sorry. Okay, Jeremy Shada, if you're out there, if you're listening, we learned your name by reading it.
Yeah, now it's stuck in our it's inscribed now in our brains. We can't say it any other way.
Yeah, but nevertheless, don't forget to check out all your favorites and more as the con season is far from over, because we are about to have San Dimas High School football. We're about to have
San Dimas.
Space City Comic Con, which we're going to be there running around asking a few questions, getting a few answers, making a little love, and getting down tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Consensually.
Also, don't forget that prior to this, we are going to be releasing an interview that we got with A1 Jeremy Shada. Once again, I know that we're mispronouncing that, but he was on a Warpod Mini, and that's actually up right now for you to enjoy. So, But before we go, remember you can catch the War Pod each and every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and Beyond Pod for Android. Follow us on Twitter at Warlocks Brew. If you would prefer a little visual stimuli, check out Warlocks on YouTube. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, go over to patreon.com/warpod and drop us a couple of bucks so you can have access to exclusive content and support what we do. We love you very much and we wish that we could stay, but I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
So how many tacos is enough?
Two.
Two. That's the correct answer, right?
Yes, very much so.